Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Hello to all you nincompoops and something luck out there. I am the Wiry Tap. I am here to represent Eisenacher Suicide Pods. Let's cut to the chase. The globalists have decided it is time to kill off all you 99% who breathe our air and use all of our food resources. You have not died fast enough by eating GMO foods or by killing each other from race riots we have started. We have tried to remove all the pieces of excrement by cooking up COVID in a Wuhan laboratory. But you are not dying fast enough. So we now have Eisenacher suicide pods. You can now rush out and die in our suicide pods. Schedule your appointment today. You can choose between a blue, brown, gray or pink casket. Remember, you need to wear at least 5 masks minimum and you will take a COVID test before and after you get in the pod. You must also make sure your ashes remain a safe 6 feet social distance when you are about to exit. If you like your experience, put it on Melbourne Complete Tube. We will give you 15% off your next session. We hope to see all you useless eaters get in these pods right away before we put everyone in FEMA camps. That they do not exist. Schedule your appointment today for your Eisenacher suicide pod. Thank you.
Hello everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marti.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marti.com. Great deals, good feels.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Everyone, welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer TGIM. Everyone, thank goodness it's Monday. Another broadcasting week has started for us. I am not alone tonight. We will have Christina, my usual Monday sidekick here, will be on momentarily with us. And if you out there in Radioland have anything you want to share, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So let's go ahead and bring Christine in here. Christina, welcome in.
Thanks, everyone. Hi, Proof. How are you this evening?
Hello again. What's the latest with you?
Oh my gosh. I just am shocked at, I guess I'm not shocked, but it seems like every time the world resumes some sort of, I don't know if you really want to call it normalcy, but you know, everybody's finally lost the fear, I think, of COVID and all that, and everything seems to be going okay. And then something else in the world has to happen. I mean, it's never ending. Never ending. So other than that, I'm trying to bring something new into my business. Permanent jewelry seems to be the latest fad, so we're going to give it a try.
What kind of jewelry?
It's called permanent jewelry, and basically I've gotten like so many phone calls asking if I, you know, did it, and I'm like, no. So I checked, and none of the other jewelers in town do it, so I'm like, okay, I'll do it. But it's basically people come in, and they pick out either in gold or silver a link that they like, a pretty dainty one, nothing huge, and you measure it around their wrist, and literally then you solder it permanently onto their, like, together on their wrist. So they like, it never comes off. They wear it all the time. Yeah. So new thing, but it's extremely popular. So we'll see. It better
not
be.
Not my thing at all, but I've never been one of the cool kids.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Hopefully one of these days, a lot of people will figure that out. So, you know. It's good to be your own person. That's for sure. That is for sure. It was a gorgeous day here. I don't know how the weather is out there. You guys having great temperatures right now, or?
What was it, high 80s today, I guess?
Okay, yeah, so it's super nice there, too. Because you guys don't have the humidity, so But that's about all that's going on. I wanted to later at some point, I took down all the notes from Patrick Fitzdavid Valuetainment, the video he did on the World Economic Forum. It was a really great summary for everyone, like, not familiar with who they are. So later on, we can go through that. I wrote down, like, their 8 agendas and then all the companies that are memberships with them. So.
I'm sorry, I got a coughing fit right now.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Goodness.
No, go ahead. If you have something, go for it.
Oh, okay. No. All right. I guess everybody knows about Suzanne Somers. Such a bad thing. She was, I really liked her. Chrissy Snow, she was a favorite of many of us. So it's kind of sad to hear. I know, though, that she battled, I guess, breast cancer on and off. And while she, you know, she did a lot to bring attention to alternative health treatments and that. And, I mean, she was, because I remember, I read most of her books, and I can remember the one that always stood out was, you know, people, you always got to be careful with the form of, like, supplements that you take. And I can remember her in one of her books talking about one of the physicians, they had done some studies, and they realized that when you're taking, like, you're supposed to take folate. So if most people will look at taking vitamins, most of the time, the folate listed in your vitamin says folic acid. And they were saying, you know, when they're like, do not take folic acid, make sure it's folate. And they said the reason they didn't like the folic acid is because in some of the previous tests that they had done, studies they had done, for some reason the folic acid could, it seemed like it might make cancer grow a little bit. So they said always make sure, you know, if you're taking that supplement, always make sure to choose folate instead of folic acid. So there was just little things like that. You know, she did a lot of work, and I mean, I loved her. Her makeup line was great. It was really clean and pure. Her, let's see, what else did she have? And she had, you know, some other companies she promoted. I remember the glutathione patches, which is a good way to do it, because glutathione, if you just take it directly, you don't absorb it. So it's kind of a waste of money. But as far as the patches go, you know, you could absorb it through your skin. So the other way to get glutathione too, people should know, is you can go and get NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and that will help your body to promote the glutathione. But I just, it's sad. She was, I think she was a sweet lady. But the one thing I would like to bring up regarding it is, you know, I also know that she, I think, was a big promoter of, like, the, you know, bioidentical hormones and things like this as you age. And I think people need to understand that, you know, there are certain things that our bodies are not meant to have for their whole life. There's a reason that your hormones drop off a little bit as you get older. Kind of a protective thing. So I think people need to understand this. And I've known, you know, I've known more than one person to lose their life trying to stay young by, you know, either the testosterone or the estrogen and all these bioidentical hormones and all this stuff. And it's like, you know, people just really, really need to be careful. So it's just like, you know, just try to age gracefully. And if you're really, really concerned about preserving your looks and all that stuff, just eat better. You know, eat healthy foods. Eat things that aren't going to stress you out and get your rest. But you know, these injections and all this stuff, the hormones and all that, it's like, just be very, very cautious with it. I'm not a big believer in all of it, so not at all. And I think, unfortunately, she did do a lot of that. So, but anyway, I hate to hear that she's gone now. On to another journey, I guess she is.
Yeah.
So I guess she was, 76, almost 77,
right.
They said.
Yeah.
So. Oh. Let's see what else.
Most of it's just the Israel and Hamas war, and I'm kind of over it already.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it doesn't make sense. With them supposedly having the best, you know, AI, the best protection in the world, you know, with that dome thing. But, you know, I was listening, and the fact that, you know, they really need to pay attention to just the old ways, too, of protecting Israel. You can't just rely on, you know, I guess what they were relying on. But I don't know. None of us can really know the truth of whether or not Netanyahu or what, however you say his name, I never can say it right. You know,
Yahoo.
Yeah, some of them are saying, you know, that he allowed this to happen, but who knows? You know, who knows anymore? All the leaders of all the countries, you know, the world, we'd all be okay without them. Like, take the terrorists, take all of them, put them on a remote island, you know, let them fend for themselves. I just sick of all of it. Just can't trust any of them. So, but if you really, really go back, you know, I was trying to do some research on the history of that land. And you know, most of the time it would pop up in the early 1900s and then go to when they actually became a state or whatever. But it's like, no, I want to go way back. I want to go back during biblical times, you know, to see what happened, you know, because there's always been turmoil in that land. And I know that originally, obviously, it did back in biblical time. It did belong to the first people, I think, that were settled in that land were Jewish. But then throughout history, throughout biblical times, was BCE, was that before current era? What was that before? What does that mean? BCE, I forget. But anyway, but you know, it switched. There were so many different kings that came in, so many different powers that took over it. You know, you had the Jewish, and then you had, there was Persia, and then there was obviously Islam. You know, there have been so many different powers there. And so it's a really know what to do. All I know is like what happened is, I mean, there's no justification for that. And I'm not for them going into Gaza either and harming those that don't want this war. You know, the problem, once again, it's like all the innocent people you know, all of us, most people, none of us want war. You know, it's all these flipping egotistical power, warmongering leaders and just idiots. And I just, you know, you get so sick of it. But Steve Day, I was listening to him and he said something that I thought was pretty profound. He said, I have one statement that can sum all this up. And he goes, so tell me this. He said, if Gaza or if Hamas right now, if they laid down their weapons, would anybody else die in the country there or in, you know, in that land? And basically we know no. You know, we know that Israel would stop, would not harm anyone else. And he said, so what would happen if Israel laid down their weapons? Would anyone die? And I think we know that answer. They would kill everyone. They would probably kill every Jewish person they, mm-hmm. until everyone was gone. Would they not?
I would expect that.
Yeah. So, you know, that right there, when you think of it in that way, I mean, it's sad and it's unfortunate, but my gosh, I mean, I think that tells all right there. So I don't understand why, like our top military people and all the top military people around the world that actually want good and want peace. I don't know, maybe I'm off base. Maybe that doesn't exist, but I think that there are some. I think it does. You know, I just wish that they could go in and just stop all the terrorists. But I guess such a large number of them, and now that our borders have been open, there's no telling how many is over here. I mean, that's the scary part. You've seen all the silly protests around the country. You know, at least I hope this opens some people's eyes. So hopefully something positive will come out of it. But I just know that, you know, war is never good for anyone. Never, never. It's just horrendous. But, you know, I just got to thinking about that, though. It's sad to think about the women and the children over there in Gaza that they shut down the water and the electricity and everything. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. So I don't know. It's just weird. Weird to me. I just wish they could do things without harming the children and that. But that's, oh, my gosh, those freaking Hamas. Such cowards. Hide behind children.
I can't say
that
they're cowards. They're doing stuff to people. They're just misguided. Very misguided, and that's not a good thing at all.
No, but to hold a child, I saw some videos where they like holding children up, you know, to protect themselves. And
see, my whole thing here is that I wonder how much of this is propaganda.
Exactly.
And I'm not siding with anybody.
No, me neither.
I'm just wondering.
No, I know. Yeah.
Because remember, when 9/11 happened, they told us that these were people that only wanted to learn how to take off and land an airplane and not to fly.
Yeah, right.
So I just can't buy into anything anymore.
Exactly. I mean, and you don't know what's real. You know, even the things that you see, the videos, I mean, who knows anymore with the way freaking AI is in that. You just can't really trust anything anymore except for, I guess, what's right in front of you, you know? So, but that, I, that one video I sent you, it explains, it's pretty interesting, pretty simple. It explains it in a simple way, and pretty interesting. So if you, and it's not too long, so you may want to check it out at some point, unless you maybe already know all the history. You know, I was not, the issues with me is when I was in high school, I was not a history buff. It bored me to death. I just, to have to sit there and talk about the wars and all that stuff, it just bored me to death. I just, I think there's a lot of other interesting history that children should learn, you know, that they just don't teach in school
anymore.
That didn't
really do anything for me either.
Yeah. It was very boring. So, but remember, I don't know if it was the last show or the show before it, when I was talking about how they were saying something about that a lot of members of Congress and a lot of, like, elected officials had not taken their oaths. So I tried to check into it a little bit more. And Biden did take his oath. It was on TV. You heard him doing it right there. So I don't know what that one is about. It's just that's weird to me. I'm still waiting to find out more on that. Because there was some stuff on the internet saying that a while back they were waiting on a Speaker of the House and that so many of them did need to be sworn in and they had to do this affidavit thing, and it's really strange. But so I don't know. I don't know enough about it, but I just wanted to say, but Biden did, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I heard him say it, so I don't know if that's what they're talking about or not. But did you, so the Texas State Fair shooting, which was just basically a couple of people, I guess, you know, fussing. Did you, so that video clip I sent you, it clearly, if you watch it, it clearly, you can see them, and you don't ever see the person because they keep it hidden.
Okay.
But they clearly, the police in the video are calling the person a her, a she, you know, it's a female. And then when they finally get her down, they tase her, and they get her down on the ground, and you can hear her, and she's a woman. But then when you look at the reports, like the update, the latest, an officer, she was stating it was two men. So I'm just thoroughly confused about that situation. I don't know what's going on there. Still got to figure that one out. But unless maybe she was just the wrong person, but why would she have been running from the police? It's just weird. So I don't really know what to think about that. That is all. That's a lot of stuff to cover, but that's okay. I was watching Glenn Beck. I did not know. Do you remember ever hearing about a serial killer that was going around like independent living centers for the elderly and following like elderly women home?
No, I
sure
didn't.
Did you hear anything about that? Okay.
No.
This is the strangest thing. So he had the daughter of one of the elderly women that was murdered on his show. He was talking to her. So she's suing the independent living place that her mother was living in for lying to her. And so this thing, it started way back, I write down the first date, I think it was in the early, like 2000 and like 2013 or something like that. But she, her name is Mary Jo Jennings. And the guy that was the serial killer, he was a Kenyan immigrant. His name was Billy Shamirmir. It's C-H-E-M-I-R-M-I-R, I believe. But okay. It's freaking scary. So, and the thing of it is, how they finally figured it out, he killed all of them in the same way and left so many clues. So he would basically go in and suffocate them with their pillow. And then, but he would do it to where, like, they always had their makeup on. So he was doing it, like, I guess, you know, during the day and stuff. But, and then he would take their jewelry and he would leave them laying in, like, the same way after he killed them. So anyway, she said she knew when she got called in and saw her mother on the floor, seemed really weird. So she started checking things out and then talked to a few other people. There had been some other people die. And come to find out, this gentleman, the serial killer, he had been in it's in Texas, and the place is called Tradition Prestonwood, and that's who she's had a lawsuit against right now. This guy had gone in there like 50 times. And they said that people would people thought nothing of it because, you know, he was dressed really nice in a suit and very polite. And she said literally, like, he would see somebody, like, coming out and he'd go and he'd open the door and you know, be very polite. And they'd be like, oh, thank you. And they said, you know, finally some of the people living there, they were like, you know, who are you? Why do you keep walking, you know, around the place? And there were times where he'd go in and they'd say, like, you know, what are you doing? And he said, oh, I'm just checking, like, something electric or whatever in the rooms or whatever. He'd lie. But anyway, they know of 22 for sure. They actually got him pretty quick. They found him. A guy or a woman that he thought he had killed, he followed her home from Walmart, and he thought he had killed her, but she just basically passed out. And what happened is she had a pacemaker in, and the pacemaker kept her heart beating. So the pacemaker actually kept her alive. And so when she woke up, I don't remember the whole story how she did it, but anyway, she called him and she reported him, and anyway, they caught him and they put him in jail and everything. But it's so alarming, because what was going on is these people, like I said, they all, you know, had died the same way, and the coroners and that, they just all wrote it off as, oh, they had a heart attack. You know, they didn't check any of these odd circumstances out. And so she was talking to somebody. She said, you know, we really need to have somebody do a documentary on this so that people will really, really watch what's going on with their parents and not just trust these independent living centers and, you know, all these places. And she said literally that what they said was people don't care about the elderly people. So they said there's no sense in doing a documentary about elderly people being murdered. People don't care enough. Mm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's sad. I don't believe that's true. I would want to know about it. I'd watch it. I mean, it's just crazy. So, but it,
hey,
I
know this is switching topics a bit, but one of your favorite callers is here.
Bianchi or Vito?
Bianchi with a P, yes. Bianchi.
Bianchi.
Well, you know, listening to that story, you say that person was an Ethiopian? Kenyan.
Kenyan.
Well, you know what they should go down? The family should put a lien against USAID to Kenya for damages.
Oh.
Absolutely.
You know, she did mention that there was something that was actually even slowing her up because something about they would have to go over there or something, go to Kenya.
No.
It was.
I understand what you're saying. But you give aid to Kenya. Put a lien on that aid going to Kenya for the damages. Because according to the 14th Amendment, he is of the jurisdiction of Kenya. He's not of the jurisdiction of the United States.
Ah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So put a lien against any aid that's going to Kenya. For whatever the cost of it, $10 million if you want, I don't know. And we need to start doing that. People need to start doing that.
Wow. Yeah,
and
that's
tell
a good
you
idea.
Something else. You said that you got Congress people that won't take the oath?
That's what they're saying. It's something strange. They said that Fauci never even took one or something. I don't know. I'm so confused about it.
Well, you know whose responsibility to straighten that mess out is the state that he or she represents. It's their responsibility to straighten out their congressperson. That's why come I'm saying I have made recommendation that the state should pay the congresspeople.
Okay.
U.S. senator and congresspeople, they should be paid by the state, not the federal government. Then you will start cutting down on the money that they have to spend. And plus, then what they spend and collect, your congressperson, will be more transparent because the checks are being written by the state itself. Not all caught up in bureaucrats at the federal government where you ask for information, oh, we can't give you that, and all that crazy mess. See, these problems are quite easy to solve. Not all of them, but a lot of them that will start ringing in this runaway government. Whoever heard of you take off, you know, I wonder what portion of our life we spent on voting and deciding and listening to all the information, misinformation we are hearing about politics.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, those are my two suggestions.
Yeah, those are good suggestions. And it just seems like that none of them have to play by the rules anymore. You know? It's just like
I know, what my other suggestion was? You said that this woman was attacked. Women should carry their weapons.
Yeah.
They should get a weapon on their hip. They should put a double barrel, stack barrel derringer in their bra. And also they say the man was choking a woman. Well, where was her hat pin?
Yeah. I mean, I know they said that one of the ladies, you know, had tried to reach for her emergency, like she had one of those buttons or whatever. But, there's just not enough.
When you see that person coming, I guess I'm going to have to dress up like a woman proof and show them how to do it.
There you go. No, I've got it. I tell you what, I have one on me most of the time. I mean, especially when I know I'm by myself. Yeah, absolutely. So at nighttime, mine's right by my bed and it's ready to go. So there's one in the chamber. So, nobody better come in my room. Got news for them. So, but I just, I was also listening to Patrick Bet-David did a video on, World Economic Forum. And I would love to see this, but there's no way Schwab, there's no way he will do an interview with him. But Patrick Bet-David is he's like, I would love, you know, to interview him. I wish he would come on here. He said, because I have some really good questions for him. So I guarantee you, Klaus is terrified of him. But, you know, he made some good points because it's just weird that in 1971 that Klaus Schwab decided, you know, to form this organization, and it's a nonprofit, and basically one of the statements was for the European firms to catch up with the U.S. So it's very interesting. And then, you know, and then he goes on, Patrick McDavid, he talks about the eight things that, you know, they've said. Like the first one was Klaus Schwab said, you know, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, which we've all heard many, many times. And then the second one was the United States, and these are all his, the United States won't be the world's leading superpower. Instead, a handful of countries will dominate. Number three was, you won't die wanting for an organ donor. We won't transplant. We'll print new ones. And then number four was, you'll eat much less meat. Number five was, a billion people will be displaced by climate change. Or due to Biden's open border,
that's what
I guess
they call
you
it.
Could say.
That's
yeah.
Funny.
Number five, and then they continued. It continued. It said, we'll have to do a better job at welcoming and integrating refugees. I thought, oh boy, that's interesting. I mean, so much of this. And then number six was, polluters will have to pay to emit carbon dioxide. There will be a global price on carbon. This will help make fossil fuels history. Number seven was, you could be preparing to go to Mars. And then he also said, scientists will have worked out how to keep you healthy in space. I mean, this guy's wacko. And then on number seven, it says, the start of a journey to find alien life. And number eight was this one. Western values will have been tested to the breaking point. Checks and balances that underpin our democracies must not be forgotten. So, I mean, you know, and then you've got that other thing that the second in line said, humans are now hackable animals, by Yuval Harari. But, I mean, he was talking about how Klaus Schwab has never, he doesn't even own a business. He's not a businessman. And here he is, you know, saying all this stuff. It just, it's really bizarre. And I looked at, you know, he went over the numbers. And, you know, they meet every year in Geneva. And there's actually like 1,000 corporations that hold membership with them. And let's see, the membership fees annually, this is annually these corporations have to pay, is anywhere from $60,000 to $600,000 annually that they have to pay to be a member of the World Economic Forum. And 2,000 delegates, you know, and some of those in which we know very well, Al Gore, John Kerry, Christian Lagarde, and then you've got George Soros. I mean, there's so many. But so here's the money. So this is a nonprofit organization. But listen to this. So in 2021, I took 2 years. In 2021, they spent $315 million. They paid staff $122 million, and office and activity cost $180 million. And then in 2022, they spent $383 million. And the paid staff, they paid staff $130 million. And office and activity, $252 million. So it blows my mind that this organization has gotten to where they've gotten. And just a name, everybody needs to take note of some of these companies. Some of them, you know, you're not going to know. I don't know all of them. But there's plenty on here that we are very familiar with. So we start with Accenture, which I don't know who that is, AIG, Alibaba, Alliance, which is A-L-L-I-A-N-Z, Amazon, of course, Bain & Company, Bank of America, Barclays, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, of course, BlackRock, of course, Boston and Bridgewater Associates, you got BP, you got Chevron. Isn't that interesting? You have these oil companies as members of when they're wanting to basically.
You know who Bain is?
No.
Bain is Romney. Romney's old company.
That's true. Bain Capital is him.
Is Romney?
Yes. Yeah, that was his company.
Ah. You have Cisco. You have Citi. Coca-Cola, Dell Technologies. Let's see, what is this one? Oh, what is, did I write there? D-D-O-I-T-T-E. I don't know what that is. No. I scribble these things when I'm going through so fast. Deloitte, I guess, maybe is what that is. D-E-L-O-I-T-T-E. That's all it says. And then Deutsche Bank. You got DHL Group, which that's a delivery company, right? You have Ernst & Young, Goldman Sachs, Google, Hewlett Packard. You got HSBC, which I'm not sure what that is.
That's a bank.
You've got the
Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation.
Ah, okay. And you have the Hawaii Technologies, that H-U-A-W-E-I, remember that? I think that's like a phone company or whatever.
Yeah,
IBM, IBM, Intel, Johnson & Johnson, J.P. Morgan & Chase. You have KPMG. Do you know what that is?
Repeat the number, the letters.
KPMG.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, there's a Lazard, L-A-Z-A-R-D.
Oh, that's French.
Okay.
That's French textiles in France.
Interesting. Okay. And then MasterCard, you have McKinsey & Company. You have Meta, of course. Microsoft, of course. Mitsubishi, Morgan Stanley, Nestle. And you have Open Society Foundations, which is George Soros. And then
Nestle
you have,
is a Zionist.
Do what?
Nestle is the Zionist, the Jewish Zionist.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. And then, let's see, Palantir Technologies, PayPal. PepsiCo, Pfizer, PwC, Procter & Gamble, Qualcomm, Salesforce, Sequoia Capital, Siemens, Sony?
Siemens is Germany. PwC
German.
Is Pratt & Whitney. But you know the thing, what they're saying that these companies got to pay this kind of money, right?
Yeah.
Now, guess what?
Every year.
Guess what? What they're paying is a backdoor tax because they're going to write it off as a business expense, and it's going to be falling on the back of Americans again.
Oh. It's just ridiculous. It makes me want to not, you know, I don't want to support any of these companies. Now, unfortunately, a few of them, obviously, but, you know, you've got Sequoia Capital. I said that one. S&P Global, Swiss Re, Uber Technologies, UBS, Verizon, Visa, Volkswagen, Volvo, and Zurich Insurance Group. So you have all those companies supporting the World Economic Forum. But, you know, he talks about how, obviously, when you go to their site and you read some of the things that they put out, it they make it look like they're actually trying to do good things, you know? But because they don't put, like, all the stuff I read. I mean, it's on there, but I think you kind of have to search for some of that, you know? They just have all the other stuff easily seen that make them look like they're trying to do good things. But, you know, and one of the things he brought up, which this is very interesting, and it was a question he said, I really want to ask Klaus Schwab if I ever get to interview him. He's like, no, I'm writing a book right now. And he said, how long does it usually take to write a book and publish it and get it released? So he said, you know, generally 2 years. He said, if you're real quick, maybe a year. He said, and if you write it super quick, maybe 6 months. But he brought up a good point. So COVID hit in like March of 2020, right? That's when things started kind of shutting down, March 2020. So his book, the latest book he wrote, was COVID-19, The Great Reset, when he published that book. July of 2020. So tell me how March, April, May, June, that's not even 6 months. How did he get that book written on this new supposedly viral thing? How did he get that done? And you know, he even some of the things he said in it is very, I mean, he just, the guy just, oh, it's so creepy. But he said every country from the U.S. to China must participate. And every industry from oil and gas to technology must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism, which he knows nothing about because he doesn't even own a business. So, and you know, and then years
he's
ago.
Taken
he
over.
Yeah.
They've taken over. They bought out TD Ameritrade.
But I mean,
those dues that these companies are paying, they're just going to pass it off in elevated prices for their product. You make mention to Nestle. Nestle has a whole gugob of food brands that they deal with. I mean, just your bottled water, Nestle, and your discount water.
Yeah,
it's Nestle also. So you're paying 99 cents for a bottle of water. In your racetrack gasoline filling station, well, it's going to go up to $1.50. Hell, I used to buy these little bitty pies. These come in pecan, peach, blue. They were 49 cents. Now they don't weigh 50%.
Sure, that's true. I don't know. It's funny. You know, he has, at least there are some people against. I know DeSantis, he's way against him. You know, he talks nasty things about him. So, and then Musk, he said they are an unselected world government. Musk doesn't like him. I mean, which I, you know, like to know. And I forget. Oh, and Tulsi Gabbard and Vivek. You know, they had tried to announced them as some of the global leaders. And when they asked him, they said no. They said, we do not want to be nominated. So that was good to know. But he said, he was saying that, you know, every year a thousand private jets fly to Davos every year for that event, which is equal to 300,000 cars altogether. So here they are talking about, you know, this green climate and all that, and they have to every year 1,000 private jets over there. And yet he just wants to talk about us eating the bugs and doing all this other crap. I mean, it just, the guy is just a wacko. And he'll get put in his place one of these days. I have no doubt. I said, all they have to do is switch their yearly meetings at Davos to a meeting here in the United States, preferably down here in Hillbilly Land. Might be their last one. So, but guarantee you they wouldn't be welcomed in this country too well. I guess it depends on which state, though. I guess in California would be okay. So, I'm going to change the subject a second. You guys, which state? Are there still states that are allowing abortions after a child goes full term and is born? And it's not abortion. It would be murder. I mean, it's murder. The baby is born. Isn't there a state that said a baby can be born full term and they can have, if the mother chooses, they can just, like, leave it there to die? Am I off base, or is that happening? Uh-oh. Anybody there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I was just letting you do your thing.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear. I guess, Bianchi, is he gone?
No, I'm making a sandwich.
Okay. All right. Well, did you guys hear my question?
Yeah, I heard.
It sounded like you were in your own zone there.
I'm asking you guys, did I hear this wrong? But isn't there a state, is it California, or is there a state that is allowing babies to be born full term? And then
it
if the mother...
It was Virginia, remember?
Do what?
Remember, it was Virginia. It's probably New Mexico, too.
Well, California was discussing aborting the baby up to 28 days after it was born.
That's what I was trying. And is that a real thing? I mean, is that an effect, or they're just toying with the idea?
I don't know if it ever became anything. I know it was serious for a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just like.
Yeah, even if the baby is enrolled in nursery school.
Huh? What? Enrolled in nursery school.
Yeah, if you got your baby enrolled in nursery school, and if they decide they want to abort it, they just kill it.
Good grief. We all
but you heard what Chuck Schumer said. He said the borders need to be open because Americans are not having babies. But yet and still, he's for abortion, killing babies. It doesn't make any logical sense.
No, and they're announcing that we need 1 million illegals a week.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this, you guys, that's the problem. I'm sorry, but I understand that there are peaceful Muslims in this world, but I honestly, the majority of issues come from Islam moving into other countries. I mean, it's happened in the UK there's way too many Muslims there now, you know, and they're having issues. Did you see the march in the UK, if it was real, how the streets were just flooded over this Palestinian-Israeli war thing? I mean, it was scary. So, I mean, I don't know. It just, you know, and what's funny is, yeah, I saw that video of the gay guy talking about how, you know how they talk about that Islam and like the Palestinians and all that hate the LGBTQ, that group or whatever. He said, I'm here to tell you that's absolutely not true, that they will accept us. I'm thinking,
good luck with that.
Oh, my God. This guy's really stupid. It's like, yeah, go ahead. They'll accept you, and then they'll slit your throat. I mean, these people don't understand how serious they are. They really don't.
No, and I read somewhere that whatever Trump supports, they're against. So if Trump is for Israel, then they have to be for Hamas. And then they called the Jewish people Nazis.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, me having friends from, two friends from Iran, you know, two Persians, neither one of them are Muslim, but, you know, one of them are Jewish, and honestly, he's afraid. I wanted one of them, you know, to call into the show and talk, but he's afraid to, because he still has family in Iran. And he said, if I said the wrong thing, because he has citizenship here now, you know, and he said, if I said the wrong thing and somebody figured out who I was, and then somebody over there found out and they connected me to my family there, he said they're liable to, you know, really hurt them. And that's just, it's just so unbelievable. But it's reality over there. And then
by the way, did you hear Janet Yellen today? She says, don't worry, we could print enough money to have a war in Ukraine, in the Middle East, and China all at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
wow.
She's from Russia, isn't she? Yeltsin,
is she the one?
But here's the thing.
I'm good. Go for it.
Go ahead, Bianca.
Well, see, here's the thing. As absurd as some of these laws are in these countries as they apply to the things you mentioned, I kind of wish I'd like to see some of that here. I'd like to see public retribution, public carrying out of sentences. I would like to see that.
Yeah.
See, we don't try it everything else. It don't work in the courts. Judges let them go. Prosecutors let them go. And people get to see that. Well, let's let the people see somebody getting their butt caned or even falling out of the gallows. I see where one state was going to go back to the firing squad because it's cheaper. Well, that's a good idea. If a person is known to have committed a crime, no doubt about it, then you got to do what you got to do.
But they would be willing to have public execution for Trump and Trump supporters.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
No doubt. But
somebody like me, they'd lynch in a minute.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. I am. But no, they, you know, they taught me a lot about like Saudi Arabia and the Arabs over there. I mean, I, as a woman, I would never step foot in that country. I wouldn't go to Iran. I wouldn't go to Dubai. I mean, people do not understand how they are with women. I mean, you know, they would show me videos. They had connections to videos that people would sneak, because over there, you know, if you get caught videoing something, man, you're gone. You're dead. Just forget it. But people would still do it because they wanted the rest of the world to see what was going on. And, you know, they would get videos of these men out in the public square having a poor old woman, you know, dragging her up, having her down on her knees, and who knows what she did. It would have been nothing, you know, absolutely nothing wrong, but in their eyes, something, some minor rule maybe that she accidentally broke, and right there, they'll just chop her head off.
Yeah,
I mean,
she crossed the street without a chaperone.
Oh, I mean, seriously, it happens. So, it's a, like I said, there's no way I'd go over there. No way in the world.
Well, if she was here in Chicago, it'd be a good idea to have a chaperone when you maneuver the streets.
Yeah. Is that really true, what I'm hearing about they're wanting to take, like, game fields and stuff? And
oh, yeah. Yeah, you should see all the black people in the hoods they're coming in by the thousands telling people they'd better not do that.
Mm.
Yeah, but you know, they would. But the blacks in Chicago, elsewhere, they would vote those people back in again. I was listening to somebody was praising John Connors, who had been in for 40 years or more.
Yeah, you're right.
He just couldn't keep his hands off those young girls. And then again, look at Detroit. Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Then look who they replaced him with, Rashid.
There you go.
Yeah, look at her.
I mean, and the thing of it is, Michigan has issues. I mean, is it Detroit, I guess, where there's so many there? I mean, Detroit has a huge population of Muslims.
You talking about Dearborn Heights? It's a suburb of Detroit that's pretty much all Muslim.
Okay, possibly. I think, did I even hear that, is it Minneapolis I've heard that has a lot too? I mean,
they have a lot of people from Somalia.
Oh, yikes. My goodness. That's odd. I wonder why they ended up there.
A lot of people like Ilhan Omar that marry their brother for citizenship.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And Chicago, they got Devon Bank, which is Sharia. And then Minnesota, with the Somalis, they got another Sharia bank.
Mm.
So, Christina, I sent you the latest Broccoli Man.
Yeah, it was great. Yep, I've watched it.
Oh, I didn't play it yet.
Well, I mean, I watched it. I watched it when you sent it to me. So, I've got it ready to go.
All right. So this is how liberals act when it comes to Palestine and Israel now. So I wanted to capture the moment. So I'll count it down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, broccoli person, I hate you so much. Why can't you go die in the Gaza Strip?
Hey now. Just because I do not like your politics does not mean I can go around wishing death on you.
That is right. Because I am loving and liberal, I love everyone that agrees with me. If you do not agree with me, you bees is a Nazi.
I don't know what your problem is.
My problem is Trump's supporters. And people from Israel. Everyone who is one of those is a Nazi that needs to be brought to death.
You do realize that Adolf Hitler was the head of the National Socialist Party and they acted against Israel, right?
That is correct. But Nazis were Republican and always are. Especially libertarians.
You do realize that Democrats are the only ones that are for big government. I am against big globalist government.
And that is why you are a something ducker. I even went to the gays, lesbians and trans people for Palestine and Islam.
Maybe you do not understand. Palestine and Islam are against gay, lesbians, and trans people. They kill everyone who is not under their religion.
That does not affect me. I am against Trump. Everyone on the TV even agrees if you hate Trump, you stand against Israel. Even Black Lives Matter is against Israel.
Sorry, I do not understand.
Whatever Trump is for, then I am against. Trump supports Israel, so I am supporting Palestine because I am loving and liberal.
But their goal is to kill you.
But it's more important to stop Trump because Trump is a Nazi. He is against freedom.
Isn't a group of people trying to kill you is more important than who is president?
Even Brandon said that climate change and MAGA extremists are more of a threat than nuclear war or any foreign war.
That makes no sense. How is a Trump supporter a bigger threat than someone right now they are going to kill Americans?
That's because you are the something ducker of the year. You believe in the Constitution.
But that is the law of the land. Of course we believe in it because it is the laws of our country.
And that is exactly why you need to be put in a FEMA camp. Even though FEMA camps do not exist, Nazis like you need to be re-educated and euthanized. Just like they did in Germany in 1940. Even Mrs. Clinton says we need to do that because you are the biggest threat to the world.
Please do tell me how the Earth's temperature rising 1% over the next 100 years is more of a threat than the Hamas people sneaking in through the Mexico border.
You fool. Do you not know that the Mexico border is the most safest it has ever been? That border has been proven by Brandon and mainstream media to be closed.
If the border is so closed, then why are parks being converted to shelters for illegals? Why do the kids in Chicago have to give up their football fields and people in nursing homes are kicked out so military-age single men from any country can live there? And they get paid to be here illegally.
Well, at least they do not support Trump. They will all vote for Brandon. Or Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady.
So you believe illegals from the Middle East, prisons from Venezuela, and even soldiers from China, can come across the U.S. border illegally and it is a great idea to give our land to them and plus give them $3,000 each a month to live here?
Look, you biznitch. You need to stop calling them illegals. They are clearly undocumented friends of Americans. At least they will not vote for Trump. That is the worstest thing you can do as an American. You need to be placed in camps like the Israelis in Germany.
So now you are admitting you are a Nazi? Because that's exactly what people with your thinking did to the Jews in 1940.
We do not care.
But this time it is different. You something duck hair support Trump.
Didn't Hamas just lop off the heads of babies in the hospital? Why is it okay to kill the kids? They did not do anything wrong.
If they killed any kids, that does not affect me. I do not have any children. Besides, they should have had abortions instead of letting them die in a hospital. More children is the main cause of global warming.
But wouldn't a nuclear war be even worse for the atmosphere?
Even Bill Gates agrees that we need to get rid of trees because they use too much carbon. You Trump supporters are crazy in the head for thinking that we need trees. Nuclear war is great as long as it removes everyone who is not a Democrat because we need to remove Nazis.
You can't be serious. Did you not learn in elementary school that trees eat carbon and in return produce more clean air for us to breathe? The more trees we have, the better air we will have.
You are a piece of human excrement and a liar. That's why you need to go to a FEMA camp and get re-educated. You are so stupid that you do refuse to believe that two men can now have a baby.
All I know is you support socialism. You like the Democrat Party and gave money to Bernie Sanders. That makes you a socialist.
That is right.
And you are for socializing and nationalizing all the small businesses in America.
Yes, that is correct.
Then you are a national socialist.
Yes, so what?
Adolf Hitler was a national socialist. He was against giving everyone their freedom and blamed another religion just so they can create world chaos and war. This was meant to hide the crazy amount of debt the nation racked up and to eliminate as many people on the earth who did not fit Hitler's criteria for who was worthy to live. National Socialists were also called Nazis. Hey everyone. I hope we can learn from the history from over 80 years ago and not repeat it. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Proof has on a lot of great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Get educated. Check out freedomizerradio.com.
I will never check out the Proof Negative radio show. I am too loving and liberal. Whoever does not support Hamas or Palestine needs to get re-educated and go to a FEMA camp. That definitely does not exist.
All right, so that was an episode.
That was good. Oh. That's just, it's so true. I was talking to somebody. Oh, my little stepsister I was talking to today. And, you know, we were talking about how there's just so people that's so extreme about if you don't agree with them 100% and believe everything they believe or whatever, you know, they will not associate with you, even though you were friends before. Oh, they can no longer associate with you. And then there are people, you know, and then there's like, I can care less what somebody else believes. You know what I mean? It's like, that's why we live where we live. Everybody has their own free will. They can supposed to anyway, you know. It's just sad that people go to that extreme. I mean, my mom has a couple friends that are that way. It's like, you know, you got to believe exactly the way, or we just don't really want to be around you anymore. So.
Yeah, usually those people are liberal.
Yeah, I think that too most of the time. But I know actually these two were the opposite. So I guess it's on both sides. But no, I agree with you. I think it's more on the other side, on the liberal side. I do believe. Did you guys see where DeSantis sent the planes in to get the Americans from Israel?
Yes.
Brought home 200 of them. Thought that was pretty cool. I tell you, that's the one thing I like about him is he does seem to step up and do the right things a lot. I mean, you know, his state was the only one that admitted and stopped and said, you know, no more shots. These shots, they were the ones that admitted that they were causing issues. So, you know, he admitted being wrong about them and stuff. I don't know. He just seems to truly want to protect the people, but maybe there's some things I'm not seeing. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, but his stock took a deep dive when he was seen hanging out with Jeb Bush and Dick Cheney and those types. So that stunted his growth.
Yeah. I mean, I know, but there are, you know, I mean, who was it? Even Patrick Bet-David, you know, he was talking about how Chelsea Clinton is, well, I don't know what her last name is now, but her husband is a friend of his. And, you know, she's one of the young globalists. So sometimes, you know, these people, they are friends with some of the more unsavory people. I don't know that it necessarily means that they're going to be bad. You know what I mean? Sometimes I think there can be an acquaintance there.
Her husband's father served times in prison for doing a Bernie Madoff.
Oh, really?
I can't think of his name.
Oh, the
Ponzi scheme. Did you know that? Yeah.
No.
Did you know that?
I did not. Huh.
You supposed to learn that in school.
Huh. I did not know that. Interesting. Very interesting. So much we don't know. Facebook, you're acting so weird.
So, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but Bill Gates, among others, have been advocating recently to chop down every tree in the world because trees use carbon. And right now they're trying to invent some kind of carbon eater.
Oh,
never mind that trees do that.
The carbon eater thing, wasn't it down in Texas where they were trying to put it?
I don't know.
I've heard, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I did hear about that. And that's just
so
stupid.
I wanted to play a 3-minute clip by National Geographic.
In general, in the conservation movement, you know, we're very favorable to tree planting. Yeah, what could be better? What we're doing here is we're restoring one of the most important conservation sites in Britain, if not Europe.
There's an estimated 400 million tons of carbon that's stored on the peat that we're looking at. That's as much as 20 million tanker trucks full of petrol, and that is more than all the forests of the UK together.
Peatlands
store more carbon than any other terrestrial ecosystem on the planet. So for that, they're very important for the global climate regulation.
The peatlands should not have trees on them. The trees and the drainage ditches that have been ploughed through the peatlands are very bad at drying out the peat and breaking it up. Once the peat is exposed to the air, it starts to oxidise and deteriorate. And every time peat is eroding away like that, we're losing carbon back to the environment.
These towers constantly measure the carbon that's coming out of an open landscape, a restored landscape, and a forested landscape.
To restore the peatlands, we need to remove these trees, which should never have been planted, and we need to re-wet the ground. And then nature will take its course. We can see here one of the old forestry furrows that would have been ploughed. Gradually, the bog mosses are filling up over the forestry residue, and it's laying down peat. You know, it might be another 20, 30 years before it's restored back to a natural state, but the bog is coming back to life.
So anyway, the video didn't come out on the radio as much as I would like it, but
okay.
They were sharing how trees are bad for the environment.
Yeah. Were they talking about a marsh? The trees took the water out of the marsh or something? I thought that's what I heard, but yeah, no.
They also say rice growing in a swamp, that's bad for the environment too. So the two biggest rice exporters have stopped exporting rice.
Wow.
But that's how they want to do it, control the food supply, and then everybody will get their universal basic incomes, and then you'll have to have the mark in order to eat for the week.
Right.
It's coming.
Yeah. I just saw the article about Israel now handing out guns for citizen militias after realizing gun control failed and got hundreds of Israelis murdered. So had they done gun control over there? I didn't realize that. I mean, maybe they did. I thought that they were a country that everybody was pretty much armed. Maybe they took them away during COVID.
Well, they tried to disarm the citizens of Israel, but now they're in a desperate attempt to arm everybody again.
Jeez. And I heard that Netanyahu had to quit. So I heard that the military guys that, like, they were bringing back or whatever, or some of them had stepped down or something, and they needed them, and they said, okay, you know, we'll come back under one condition, that you, after this is over, you must quit.
Hmm.
So did you guys hear that?
No.
Yeah. I'm wondering if, I think my friend told me that from Iran. So I thought that was interesting. But because I don't think he's such a good guy. And he's not as popular as people might think. So that could be true. So we'll just have to wait and see if he actually steps down. Hopefully this will be over soon, but who knows? You know.
No, well, I think personally the United States would love to get a war going with somebody just to keep the war machine going. And if they can get rid of Americans in the process, they would love to draft all the Americans, because then they would have all the illegals here to take their place. They don't care if the United States higher-ups don't care if the United States loses. They want to lose. There's no way they would win this war, period. But if they can get rid of population that might be disobedient, and they have illegals here who would be loyal from whatever country it is, then they would consider that a victory.
Ay, ay, ay. So Breitbart editor Joel Pollack saying Israel should wipe out Gaza and the U.S. should take the refugees.
I didn't understand that too well.
Yeah, no thanks. That's okay.
Yeah, I don't understand this. Let's bomb people and then let's take in everybody that they're trying to bomb.
Yeah. I mean, and you know that the sad truth is, when you look back in the history of those people, you know, it's strange, but nobody ever wanted them. It's like everywhere they went, they caused problems. I don't understand. You know, and maybe it's not like the poor women and children. I don't know. I don't understand it enough. But like I said a while ago, the one statement that Steve Dace made sure makes sense.
Well, it's at the point, though, where it's like 86 to 88% of the illegals going into Europe as well as the United States are military age men by themselves.
They are. Yeah. It's a lot of men. You're right. And I don't trust it anymore. I mean, it could be literally, and I think they've said this. I think they mentioned that there have been so many terrorists enter the country this past year. So probably very true.
Yeah, but the border is totally secure.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden they're wanting to secure it again. Like, yeah, well, it's a little late, but I guess, you know, at least if they do it now, it will help somewhat, but I mean, there's still, I don't know, but it from what all the pictures I see and everything, good grief. It sure seems like there's a lot of illegal migrants in New York right now. I mean, it seems crazy.
You mean undocumented American friends?
Yeah. Right.
Hey, remember Eric Adams, the mayor, was talking about how there's too many illegals, and then he goes down to the border, and then he gets told what to say, and he comes up and says the border is perfect, and all these people are welcome in all of a sudden?
Yeah.
He must have been told, shut up, you're a finalist for if we get rid of Brandon, you're a finalist for a vice presidential job behind Michael Robinson Obama, who's such a nice lady.
I never thought about that, but that's a good point. Could be.
Why else would he change his mind like that?
Yeah,
come back and say
flipped.
The border's perfect.
Yeah, no, he completely flipped. He was having a fit. Because their city was just, you know, covered up with them. And then, yeah, you're right. So you're right. There's got to be a good reason. I mean, all these politicians, I mean, I would say that 98% of them can be bought.
Oh, I'm sure.
I have no doubt.
Bought or compromised, one of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was telling New Yorkers to take them illegals into their homes. Is
that
not like harboring? Harboring the enemy? Huh?
Oh my
yes.
God. I mean, seriously. Yeah. Ugh. None of this makes any sense. So do you think Jim Jordan's going to get in?
Well, if they don't let him in, they don't have anybody else.
So I didn't quite understand what was going on because I thought – basically, the votes, you know, he won, but I guess he didn't have you had to have so many, though, for it to really count or something? Did I misunderstand that? I don't know.
There are Republicans that are debating on siding with Hakeem Jeffries to make him the leader.
Lord. They just don't want Jordan in there because he was standing up for what was right.
Yes.
Oh, jeez. You know who I haven't heard from and who I haven't seen anything about in a while, and I'm wondering if she's still there. Who is, because there was she was fighting with Jim Jordan a while back. They were having a discussion on, oh, Lord, if I can even remember it now, Black Owl. She's a Supreme Court judge now, I think.
Oh, Miss Jackson, the one that didn't know who a woman was?
Yes. So is
Ketanji Jackson something or other?
Yeah. Usually you see stuff about her. I haven't seen anything lately, so I don't know. I was like, be nice if she wasn't there anymore. But I don't know. I don't keep up with all of them. I haven't heard really much of anything about the Supreme Court lately. So who knows? But, yeah, no, you're right. Everything,
It seems like all the articles are all about the war. You know, I remember in the self-educating courses and the, you know, self-improvement courses and all that stuff I used to take, I remember one of the big things they taught us was, you know, whatever you're promoting is what will, like, happen. So they're like, when you're reporting bad news, you know, it makes those that want to do bad do it because they're going to get the attention. It's like, you know, report good things so that people will want to do good things to get attention. And I mean, it's true. It's like all you see, you know, maybe if I always said there needs to be a news channel called The Good News, you know, and promote good things and see how it would go over. I don't know. Maybe people wouldn't watch it, but you get sick of it. You get sick of all the bad stuff. And, you know, sometimes you just want to start seeing positive stories, and because there's still a lot of good things going on in this world. You know, I still have to believe that most people are inherently good, but I really wonder what these injections have done to some of them. Just heard that somebody I know had known someone here in town, and the person wasn't, I don't think they were very old, but they like took the shots like at noon and literally passed away that evening playing golf. So they had a nasty reaction of some sort that killed them. And another guy, young, healthy person, he never had heart problems. The shot had to have heart surgery. So, I don't know. Yet, the Americans are the ones lining up once again for the new one. I heard that.
Only 2% of the population have gotten it or have an interest in getting it.
Is it only 2%?
Yeah, I saw a few places sharing that today.
Okay. Am I right to say... See, I thought they said 2 million Americans had gotten it. Maybe that number's wrong.
2%.
Huh. Swore I heard that, but okay. Well, that wouldn't be right then. So, Yeah, I hope most people don't. I know they said Pfizer stock. I laughed. I'm like, oh, poor Pfizer. They're starting to lose money. So sad.
You don't feel sorry for them?
Not in the least. Nope. I wonder where Fauci is. I think he's
other
hiding.
Than hiding. He already made his money, so it's okay.
Yeah, and I bet he's hiding because he knows. He knows. Truth's going to come out. People are going to realize that he killed people with remdesivir and then the shot. I mean, oh, it's not going to be pretty. Not going to be pretty. But at least people know, at least there's information out there now to help people that have been hurt. I mean, not everybody can. I heard somebody say something that Megyn Kelly had been injured somewhat.
Yeah.
Have you heard that too? Yeah.
Yeah, she's talked about it on her show.
Okay. I haven't ever heard that part, but so hopefully she'll be okay. So But I still am just amazed about the information that Dr. Brian Artis keeps sharing. I mean, it's just amazing. It makes me want to go get one of those nicotine patches and try it and see if, because I swear I still, I don't know if it's, if I just started noticing it after I had that bug in 21, or if it's also the fact that they've installed the 5G towers, and then I'm just a real super sensitive to them. But I hear like a beam, you know, when it's quiet and I'm trying to go to sleep and stuff. Oh, luckily it doesn't keep me up, but it bothers me that I can hear it. And I'm wondering, you know, he said his wife had, I think, did he say she had ringing in her ears possibly, or was it the hearing? I don't remember, but he swears the nicotine patches helped her. So I don't know. I mean, it kind of makes sense that I got sick with it, because I've never smoked anything in my life, and so I didn't really have nicotine in my body, and so I don't know. Maybe there's some truth to it.
Yeah, I've never smoked a thing in my life either.
So, and I tell you what, oh my gosh, the fact that these people now can just smoke cannabis legally and then like walk into a store or something. I mean, I've had them walk into my store and it about knocked me over. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just like, my Lord. I mean, I don't understand. It drives me crazy. It stinks so bad. And literally when they leave, the smell just lingers. You know, an essential oil dispenser, and I've got some of those Zoom air fresheners. But, I mean, it's really, really strong. It's crazy. It's crazy that's allowed. I mean, why couldn't it have at least smelled better? I hate it. I mean, I give them crap every time they come in. I'm like, hey, you guys, you know, no pet skunks allowed in here. Some of them laugh, some of them don't. Something that you hate and then come and just throw it in your face. Ugh. I don't know. I mean, you may not run into it there. Is it? It's legal in Nevada, I'm sure, isn't it, or no?
Yeah, and you can walk down streets sometimes and just smell it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I said anymore, I don't know if I'm actually smelling that or if I'm, like, if you're out somewhere, like, mm-hmm. in your car or something. It's like, I don't know if it's a skunk or if it's that. So I really can't tell the difference. Sounds that way to me. Hey, Bianchi, how's the weather in Louisiana?
65 degrees. Global warming.
Okay. Yeah. Same here. Yeah, I got down to 44 last night. Yeah. Jeez. I look forward to the lower gas bills, though, or electric bills. Jeez. You know, if this stuff keeps on going up, I mean, something's got to give. Oh, what the heck they're going to do. But it's never ending. It's like we all, you know, make less and less money right now, it seems like. And then they just keep raising everything else. So none of it makes sense. I mean, you do have to think that we're really in a a spiritual, like, war too. You know? My gosh. That picture of George Soros. Holy cow. Oh, my gosh. Proof.
Yeah.
That was crazy. I mean, that's...
That's why I shared it.
I guess that's a real photo of him?
No.
Not, you think it's doctored?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, the eyes. Just like, holy cow. I mean, it was bad. It was freaking spooky. Spooky, spooky. You know, they do talk about reptilians being here. So, maybe he's one of them.
All right, so let me share a, I got a couple more clips here.
Okay.
This one is the liberal hive mind talking about Bill Maher is done with the liberals.
Oh, okay.
Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Oh, like I keep saying, friends, it's a real wake-up call moment for people on the left. All of a sudden, they're looking around having a little bit of an identity crisis as they realize their leftist allies are just a little extreme, you know, just a little. We've covered a couple of prominent individuals coming to this sudden realization, destiny is one, Jake Tapper another, and for today's video, it's a very familiar face, another left-wing thought leader, probably one of the biggest, Bill Maher continues to come to the realization that the woke left is extreme and completely insane, and that it's a lot more prevalent than people initially thought. Let's make that point. I got a lot of clips to show you guys. Let's roll the tape. All right, folks, so let's first start off with the Bill Maher segment. There's one specific part that I want to focus on.
I just want to finish with the values first, because it's just amazing to me that the American left, so much of it, throws their lot in with people whose values... Yeah. I hope they don't share, but let's go through them. Because values and customs make a difference, okay? And the people of Gaza, who, by the way, if the Israelis did get rid of Hamas, they'd be doing a giant favor
yes.
to the people of Gaza who hate Hamas. Yeah.
Yep.
But let's just go through the list. Because Israelis look like us in most ways, values-wise. Maybe we're not doing it the right way. I don't know. Religious tolerance. That doesn't exist in Gaza. You're either Muslim or an infidel, and you better be a Muslim. Female freedom, free and fair elections, free speech, gay rights. I see these Queers for Palestine.
Did you hear their sister banners. Organization, Black for the KKK?
It's like...
By the way, I'm a gay man. I've lived in Berlin. This is a level of masochism that even I cannot comprehend.
Right. I mean...
You know what? I'm going to just...
Can I just finish my list of... Billia? I'll put that under don't ask. Child brides and so forth. Equality of the sexes. I'll categorize that under don't make me laugh. The fact that, you know, these people think that this... is where they should be aligned with? That these are the values that you support?
I think this past week has been a real important moment for a moral reckoning on the American left, because there is a small, and I'm going to emphasize that, a very small but growing and extremely loud faction on the American left that has revealed itself.
I don't know how
to
small
be,
anymore.
Okay, well, I don't, I mean...
It was all over.
I want to focus on one of the last things that Bill Maher said there. Quote, I don't know how small anymore. Well, the answer is it's not small. The answer is it's pretty prevalent. It may not be the majority, but based on polling data that I've seen, it's quite a significant portion of the Democrat voter base that supports this kind of activism. Specifically, we're not going to beat around the bush supporting Hamas terrorism. And of course, yeah, I know. But liberal hive mind, leftists aren't supporting Hamas, they're supporting the Palestinian people. Yeah, Hamas and the Palestinians are two different entities. Give me a break. You know, there's some truth to that statement, sure, but it's kind of hard for me to give them the benefit of the doubt when they're literally actively celebrating horrific terrorist attacks and joining in protests where this seems to be the message.
Hamas is not a terrorist group.
Oh, it isn't, ma'am.
First of all, Hamas is not a terrorist group.
What is it, like a motorcycle club?
It is a resistance that has been fuming for 75 years of colonialism, of occupation, of murder, of little children, of women. That's what they are. They are resistance.
Do you think Canada is a colonialist country too?
Everything that they do is justified.
Including what happened last week?
Every single thing they have done is justified.
Oh, ma'am, there were children murdered. There were babies beheaded.
Babies beheaded, really? Please educate yourself.
Please
check the news. Okay. Because as a news reporter, you gotta check the f***ing news. Okay. Because they said that was fake, okay?
Quote, Hamas is not a terrorist group. Everything that they do is justified. You know, I always want to be open-minded in situations like this. I'm not Jewish. I'm not Israeli. I'm not Muslim. I'm not Palestinian. I know a lot of people want me to take a hard stance, but for the most part, I don't think that's my place at all. I'm just trying to listen, you know? I'm trying to educate myself. I'm trying to see what both sides are saying. It's kind of hard for me to be sympathetic with the side whose activist groups are currently on the streets celebrating horrific terrorist attacks targeting civilians. Yeah, that's not exactly a good look, and speaking of a bad look, here we have another anti-Israel protest, this one in Canada in Mississauga, Ontario, where some pretty interesting individuals were featured at the protest. Two men in a pickup truck with Taliban flags.
Yeah, because you are not in Afghanistan. You are not in Afghanistan. You should understand this.
Yes. We're here for the support.
Support. We're here for the Palestinian flag.
What you're doing is harmful for Palestinians.
Yeah.
You're not supporting.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you put the Palestinian flag.
Yeah.
Take it
off.
Yo,
don't touch my
shoe. No, yeah, you don't touch it. No.
Your umbrella just hit me. This is not drag story time, ma'am.
No. Can I just say something? What are you doing?
What's going on here?
Nothing. Can you please walk away?
Now, they could try to block the camera with an umbrella as much as they can. They can argue with those individuals and make as many arguments as they'd like, saying they don't claim those individuals, but the simple fact is that they're there. They're supporting your cause. You're on the same team. And you know what? If it was a Trump rally and a bunch of white nationalists showed up with their flags, you think that leftists wouldn't make the association, give me a break. But that's not even a fair comparison, because white nationalists have nothing to do with the Make America Great Again agenda. And those individuals would be unequivocally condemned and in 5 seconds chased out of the vicinity. Whereas in this case, Hamas and the Taliban, I mean, they're pretty much interchangeable. It's the same thing. Leftists can't have their cake and eat it too. Lefties are on the extremist side. They are on the side of terrorist organizations, and they are on the streets, they're online, justifying horrific atrocities, making the argument that they're supporting freedom fighters fighting back against a far-right, apartheid Israeli regime. Like I've said in all my other videos, slaughtering innocent civilians, bombing civilian apartment buildings, isn't fighting a tyrannical oppressive regime. It's terrorism. Lefties can do all the mental gymnastics they want. They can push all the propaganda they want. It changes absolutely nothing. The activist left is becoming increasingly more and more extreme. And that's not coming from me. That's coming from inside their own ranks. Even their own people are able to acknowledge it as they get slapped in the face with a big dose of reality. And hopefully the few leftists that are honest enough to at least be a little bit introspective are asking themselves a very important question.
Hands. Are we the baddies?
The extreme left strikes again. That's what I got for you guys on this one. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, folks, and I'll see you on the next one.
But you know, both sides has got the hand guilty in blood. Because Israelis have done bad things
themselves. Just because somebody says they're Israel does not mean that they're perfect.
Right.
Their government is just as bad. You remember when they airlifted Ethiopians back during the day of, they called the airlift Solomon and Abraham and something else. When Ethiopian women got to Israel, they either sterilized them or made them take birth control.
And the men had to be recircumcised.
No, I did not know
and you,
that.
And you know that in the talks about creating a state, you had members that wanted to call Uganda their homeland. Well, you know that wouldn't work out.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean,
and you know, like this guy said, that like he said that you want to blame the Palestinian people, that would be like me blaming y'all for what the Klan was doing. You have nothing to do with that,
right? Yeah. Exactly.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, and that's and you know that my friends from you know Iran. You know, they were children in the 70s when they were invaded. And they still have a hard time. You know, they remember those days. And so they have a hard time over here, you know, when they run into Arabs, they are not very accepting of them because of what happened to them. And I, you know, I understand in one sense, but and the other one, I'm like, you know, you're here in America now, and, you know, you have to kind of realize that
Iran
they're not
don't
the
like,
same.
Iran don't like Saudi Arabia because of the way they're utilizing Islam. That's
yeah,
one of the reasons.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, that's the problem there.
Yeah.
But if we're getting off of fossil fuels, quote, unquote, then what interest do we have over in that part of the world?
Yeah. Yep.
And money should stop and go back into the hands, the pockets of American citizens, not only from over there, but every place else, especially South America. Why come you not giving these South American females birth control when they come here?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh, that's so true. Jeez.
Everything is messed up. It is totally messed up.
It really is.
Any way you turn it, any way you turn the picture, it's messed up.
Yeah. Oh, it truly is. That's for sure.
Could you imagine how much better off we would be if we had all those tax dollars in our pockets?
Yeah.
Let the states pay for their congresspeople. I got a good idea. Let's let every state, all 50, appoint a Supreme Court judge. Then you don't have to worry about this wrangling about the president is going to appoint X number of judges, whether it's Democrat or Republican, in order to get things to go their way. And many times it's against the Constitution anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you read what I was talking about, how it's saying here that the oath of office is required, all members of Congress must take an oath of office to support the Constitution before assuming office. It says they have 60 days to execute an affidavit after accepting their office, stating they will not violate Section 7311. So if you go back to 5 U.S.C. 3331 and 3333, and then look up the section, I mean, that's what it talks about, is they have to uphold the Constitution. And you guys, I mean, we know that during COVID, I mean, it was not upheld, let me tell you. We were trampled on. And I mean, because of the way, you know, the country is being run right now, we don't have those, you know, inalienable rights. I mean, in essence, we do. I mean, I know that I'm born with them. Nobody can take them away. You know,
But at the same time, we are being suppressed in some ways, you know. I mean, the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, I know happiness is within us. Okay, I understand that, what true happiness is. But you know, the pursuit of happiness, basically, what I take from it being used in that sentence is, you know, the fact that we're given this life here to live freely and to enjoy, you know, this beautiful country that we're in. But, you know, it's hard to do because it seems like all we do anymore, all anyone really does anymore, especially, I mean, is, and I have to say, it's the middle class, but anymore, even the middle class is almost not the middle class anymore. You know, we're becoming, it's hard to stay in the middle class because it's just harder and harder to make enough money. But, you know, everybody works their butt off. Now, I say everybody. You know, it seems like, yeah, we work all the time and we don't get to have that pursuit of happiness. And, you know, and now, like, traveling, now granted, the Constitution only protects, you know, us in this nation. So, but think about it. We can't even travel freely anymore. I mean, not that we want to go where there's war right now, but to think about going to some of the European countries or some of the Caribbean islands, you know, some of them still, most of them have opened back up and not being too picky about the COVID thing, but some of them still require you to have this freaking test and stuff. And, you know, I just took a stance a long time ago when this thing started, and I'm like, I will never be tested, and I won't. So if it means me not traveling somewhere, I'm not going to travel to that place. It's just, that's where I'm at. So I don't know. It just, I don't know. I don't know how we fix it, you know, because until there's more people that are standing on the same ground, you know, they're in that vibration, same vibration, I don't know how to change it, but I think we just have to be strong. Now is a good time to be, you know, to get ourselves very healthy, physically and minded, and just, you know, walk in faith and not fear, and just realize that maybe we were chosen to be here in this moment in time because we are the strong ones, you know. Maybe we were chosen for this time. So it's all we can do. So I don't dwell on it. I don't worry about it. I just, you know, I try to keep up with things. And, yeah, you pay attention. But, you know, I'm not going to let it bring me down. Just going to, like I said, just try to be prepared. And hope that, you know, can get through to other people. So, because that's all it takes, is to hopefully, you know, bring more people around, and they will at some point, I guess. I mean, they might have to wait until something gets a lot worse, and unfortunately, things might get a lot worse, you know, before they get better. But
if we have conditions to get to the point where they want to take your guns and all this stuff, well, Americans going to be doing just like Hamas done. They're going to be fighting the government.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yep.
The same thing.
Yep.
And they won't be shooting for the knee and the fingertip.
Mm-mm.
No, but I betcha we have them way outnumbered. But like I said, it also depends on, well, where the military is going to stand on that one. You know? And that one, I really don't know. I mean, I know several of the military that I know that would stand with us. But at the same time,
if these were in-state actions, technically the federal military has no business coming into it unless the state governor call them in. But, I mean, you just look at what was going on with Katrina. Bush Jr. couldn't send aid FEMA into Katrina until the Louisiana governor asked for it, technically.
Yeah.
Then on the other hand, you got Border Patrol people. It's cutting razor wire that Texas put along its border edge in order to keep illegals out. That's not their responsibility. That has nothing to do with them. You're not supposed to cut a state, a sovereign state defense, their obstacles to invasion. Nobody says nothing.
Yeah, so I never thought about that. So the military, I guess there's no such thing as state military, right? It's just, it's all like national, right?
You got your state militia, the people.
The people, okay.
Armed people.
Okay. Which I guess in essence probably would outnumber the military. Well, but they've got a lot more powerful weapons than we have. You know, I like that post going around because it made me think, you know, I was kind of under the impression too. It's like, people really don't need AR-15s and stuff, but it's like.
Well, if the military don't do action against illegals coming into the country of all sorts of backgrounds and personalities, why would they want to raise arms against U.S. citizens who's fighting for their liberty and their constitutional protection?
Right. Yes. So.
And they're not going to be in the military for all their life. What are they going to do when they come out?
Right. And I mean, who wants to be a part of that world? You know, that's what I don't get is why do these flipping people want, why do they want to live that life? I guess they just don't know any better. Do they not know that having just a normal life where you get along with people and you live peacefully is so much better? I mean, seriously. I guess
I don't know what's wrong with people today.
Yeah.
Look at that librarian out there in Wyoming. Well, she was making it possible for children in elementary school to get those illicit books with all sorts of sexual, basically, whether it's pornography. So the board asked her to resign. She wouldn't resign. So they fired her. So guess what she's doing? She's filing a lawsuit with the help of LBGQ, whatever, organization, against the parents. She's filing a lawsuit against the parents. Well, what kind of precedent is that going to set? And what is that going to do to deter parents for speaking out against something that they know they don't want their children to be exposed to? But you got individuals like this librarian think, that's my child, not yours. Ain't that what Joe Biden said? That's our child, not yours.
I got news for him. He's way wrong. But what is she suing them for? I mean, what's her reasoning?
Because they had the nerve to say that they don't want their children, their child, to be exposed to that type of material. Then they had the nerve to come in and complain enough to the school board, where the school board told her to resign, and then end up firing her. And let's change the word nerve to audacity, like Barack Obama's book.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, but yeah, these people that they try to step outside of their, what they're really supposed to be doing there, you know? It's like, no, parents are raising the children and they will teach them that stuff. It's like teachers need to be teaching them reading, writing, and arithmetic. And that's it, you know? Ugh.
Well, see, here's the point. Out of that whole school district of elementary students, only one set of parents came forth to complain. That there, in effect, is alarming. That's why come this woman and these organizations are going forth with what they do. They say, well, if we get rid of this one family and we will set an example by them, then the rest of the family would dare not. Would dare not speak against what we're doing.
One family is all that complained? That's crazy. I mean, I saw a picture. Somebody posted a picture in it. They had a picture of the book open, and you could read what was in it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, I would be furious if my child that you haven't even spoken to yet probably about the birds and the bees, and you think it's okay for them to see a book talking about that? I mean, I would absolutely lose it. My kid would be yanked out of that school so quick and a lawsuit filed. I mean, that's just crazy because you don't know. You know, you can't unsee things. That's what people, you know, that's what people have to understand with their children. You, with us, we know it. We're adults. We know. There's things in your life that if you could unsee it, you know, if you could have never seen it, you would be so grateful right now. I mean, there's been a few movies and just some things that I've seen, and I'm like, I wish somebody could have warned me. You know, I never wanted to see that. And it just, I don't know. I always say, you know, people, you have parents for a reason, you know, and, you know, when you're, and I was probably the same way, when you're in your 20s and 30s, you kind of start coming into your own and thinking, oh, you know, I know how to raise my kids just fine. I don't need, you know, any advice from mom and dad or whatever. But, you know, we do. It's like, Parents, the older parents are always a little bit wiser, you know? They've been in this life for a lot more years. And you learn things that a 20 and 30-year-old, they can't necessarily, you know, they're not going to see things the way you see them sometimes. They can't because they haven't experienced. And granted, there are some young people that become very wise, you know, very young. And I think a lot of that has to do with your level of consciousness and, you know, just where you are in life. But the majority of the time, you know, they're still, the parents are much, much wiser. And so you just, you know, I think all the, I think young adults need to be very respectful and at least, you know, if you've got great parents, if you've got good parents and you know they mean well and they just want the best for you, it's like, you know, you got to stop and pay attention and not just get irritated and just listen, you know, and listen to what they have to say and take a step back and think about it for a minute. And, you know, you might come to a different conclusion, because the thing about, you know, the younger kids these days, there's so much that they see because of all the technology, and they see it like all day long, you know, especially if they're, I mean, obviously the computers at school that they use, I guess, don't have any type of advertisement and stuff like that, but most of them have their phones now, and they're just, you know, they see so much stuff, so many things that they shouldn't see. And I,
well,
and
that's,
I mean,
the problem. That's the problem too.
Yeah.
If your child comes to you and wants you to listen to them, more likely it's going to be something that somebody else, like this librarian, told them.
Yeah.
But if your child comes to you and wants to discuss something that you and them was talking about, well, that's more, that's better, as long as
yeah.
you're teaching them morals and ethics. But
yes.
on the other hand, no. I could guarantee you, if two young male elementary students came to that library and say, could we have the keys to the storeroom for about 15 minutes, she would give them to them.
Oh. You're right. You're right. Oh, and that's just sickening to think about. Oh. So, yeah, I just, you know, my oldest got a little bit mad at me because the last time I was up visiting them and they were watching something on TV, and the little guys, the 4-year-old, the 9-year-old, was sitting in the room with us, and it wasn't horrible, but it was not something I was comfortable with them watching. And I said, hello. I said, guys, the kids are in here. I said, we really don't need to be watching this. You know, and they got a little, they're like, oh, Ma. And I'm thinking, no, it is a big deal. You know, children are so intuitive, and they are aware, and they do pay attention. And it's like, so they actually turned it off, but I'm, you know, I wish I did. I hate that I had to say something, but I was uncomfortable.
Well,
I don't know. It's a different.
Had some school district mm-hmm. where a teacher was taking the kids on a field trip to a stripper's club.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That
yeah, as long as it's drag queens, it's okay.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that's not even a safe environment. Wow. Because I guarantee you, at those type of environments, you know that there's going to be pedophiles there. No doubt. And children aren't supposed to be anywhere near them. So that is like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Back in the day, if you tried to order a Hustler magazine or in the mail or something just a little tad worse than that, more vivid than that, the postmaster would confiscate it. But hell, now
yeah.
they deliver it to your front door with a bow
yeah.
and ribbon tied around it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Just it's you know, it's not a time where people should be reckless anymore. I mean, it's really a time to start tightening up and making sure you're doing the right thing now. I mean, it's just a scary world because these children right now, what they're exposed to, having to deal with, it's going to be tough. I mean, you know, friends of mine that have kids in high school right now and stuff, it's
well, you know, here's the thing. I'm just waiting for somebody to sue proof in saying that Broccoli Man is a racist. Well, wait a minute. The courts have said that you can produce porn with kids and adults that's 3D because
yeah.
the images are not real. Human.
Wow. Germany. Yeah, that's when we know that we're in a dark time when they can get away with stuff like that. But and you know the porn and stuff on that's so available everywhere. Oh, that too. I mean, I almost wish that was. That there was something more like illegal about it or whatever, because it really affects lives. I mean, you know, most people don't understand, but it's just not a good thing. Not at all. But it's just there's not enough. There's just not enough. You know, not enough God in everything anymore. Faith. I mean, whoever it is, you know, the morals, the culture. Like they said, it's like we don't have it anymore. Like we don't have a culture. So. I guess it's up to all of us that do to bring it back and reinforce it. So, and I plan to. I mean,
Well, you know, take your sports teams like the NFL. The NFL surtaxed all the teams and raised $250 million. To go to BLM causes. Then, of course, that price that they raised went to be reflected in the cost of tickets. Then it's written off again, probably in some form, in tax breaks, tax exempts. What are we paying for? With U.S. tax dollars. People just don't think. I don't even think they got you have to wonder if they got a brain.
Yeah.
You really do.
And, you know, a lot of it is they don't have time to think. Because, like I said, they keep them so freaking busy. They're working two jobs, you know, trying to take care of their kids. And, I mean, it's all done on purpose. But, I mean, people have
Every sports team, every profession, Major League Baseball, had BLM behind the pitcher's mounds and on the outside outfield walls. National Hockey League. You had players wearing social awareness slogans on their uniform.
Yep.
All that silly crap.
Yeah. No, they've made. I think that all of us were getting along pretty good, and they didn't like it. They've promoted. If racism is worse now, it's because they created it and they motivated it.
LeBron James was calling Trump a bum, but his I Promise School there in Akron, Ohio, was. You go in and got tennis shoes all over the wall.
Yeah.
None of the kids are passing that grade level. None of them. And it's not
right.
just the past year. It's been several years. Nobody's saying nothing.
Right. No, I watched that. What was the movie about Michael Jordan? Did you watch that? What is it called? It's basically all about him and his parents and how he got to where he is. It's very good. Ben Affleck's in it. Who else? I'm trying to think of the main player. The sales guy. Oh, what's his name? He's a salesman. It's a very good movie.
Well, you know, the blacks don't like Michael Jordan. You know that, don't you?
Oh, no.
You didn't know that. They don't like
no.
him because he don't get involved in calling out racism and getting involved in social issues.
Oh.
I think he said that Republicans by Hanes when he was sponsoring his name toward Hanes underwear.
Actually, that was Nike, and he said that white people buy Air Jordans also.
Well, he had good parents. His mom was something. And if you watch that movie, I mean, it's really neat. So, the shoe thing, it's interesting how they won him. And I'm not going to spoil the movie, but you guys need to watch it. It's good. I just watched another movie too. I'm trying to remember what it was, and it was really, really good.
Well, you got a lot of athletes. She comes to mind. Shaquille O'Neal's mother was very strict. At practice, she
yeah.
picked him up at the gym and practically grabbed him by the ear and lead him to the car. He was very strict. Kevin Durant, he
yeah.
has ethics and poise. You got a lot of them, but you got some. And you know it's for various reasons. And also, all of a sudden, they find themselves in the spotlight, and they just never was taught the functions of how they supposed to perform, how they act. All that
yeah.
yelling that they done. All those professional athletes have money managers that invest in the very companies that they complain about. Your J.P. Morgan, your Wells Fargo's,
mm-hmm.
and on and on and on. So it was nothing more than a show. They
yeah.
invest in those companies because they're supposed to get the best fiduciary duty for the job that they're doing for those athletes. They invest in private prison, Core Civic and Neo out of Florida. And guess what? The Congressional Black Caucus was taking donations from those private prisons and at the same time telling their black constituents, oh, private prisons is bad.
Yeah, there's just the level of corruption is just so high right now. And just practically everything. I mean, you know, unless you're growing your own food, you're probably being poisoned. It touches every component of your life. I mean, I think the only people it doesn't is those that have just gone completely off grid, you know, living off grid, growing all their own food and just not even participating. But it, you know, we were just talking about medicine, how people are just controlled via medicine, and it's true. You know, you think about that, it's like so many people are on so many prescription drugs. Can you imagine if a catastrophe happens to where they can't get those drugs into this country?
Well, can you imagine with people, they don't close the grocery stores because they've been looted to death.
Yeah.
Elderly people can't go to the drugstore
yeah.
and buy their medicine.
Yeah.
And now get this. Now they've got the USS Roosevelt, and correct
yeah.
me if I'm wrong, stationed over there near Israel. Well, suppose
yeah.
those soldiers have to get into a battle and get wounded and get hurt and get disabled. They're going to be treated just like the soldiers that came out of the Gulf Wars, sleeping under bridges, hurt, suicidal.
Yep.
They got mortgages they can't pay for.
Yep.
It'll be the same thing all over again.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, what they expect the military of the military is ridiculous. You know, they want them to be these pin cushions and guinea pigs for everything. And then they want them to go to war, you know, protect your leaders. You know, we can't send them into war. We got to protect them. But then when they come home, like you said, they're damaged. And then they don't want to pay for the damage that's been done to them. You know, those people that were that have their organs have been pretty much maimed from what was it? Was it Desert Storm or which? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember which one, but a lot of them, you know, are hurt now, and they can barely get them to pay for anything.
Well, you got American citizens, and look, before Israel, you got ahead of them in Afghanistan. Are those people still, are those Americans still over there? You mean it takes a governor to use state's direct funds and at the same time turn around and pay money to the federal government? The state had to send a plane to go get Americans from, and you know another thing too.
Yeah.
Some of these Americans got dual citizenship. So what do? They use whichever passport they want to for convenience. They got a Israeli citizenship and they got American citizenship.
Yeah.
So there's so much stuff that goes on that's not worth a plug nickel, and I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. I mean, everywhere you turn, those that know what they're looking at, you can see it. It is clear as a bell. Use the old phraseology, Ray Charles could see it.
I mean, it's true. But, you know, it's reassuring, like, that I'm talking to you guys here. And you know, it's good to know that we're not alone. It's like, yeah, we do see it. It's just, it's so easy to see, you know? And it has been like, it's like I've been on this, I don't know. I've always been a little bit of the odd duck too, you know, even in high school and stuff. I just, peer pressure never bothered me. I don't know. I've just been grateful that I was always connected to God. You know, it was there, that connection. It's like, I don't know. I always knew. And I'm grateful for all that. So I just wish I knew why I'm that way and I can see those things. And I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, obviously,
but you go to
in the way
put a banner up. You put a banner up in the school today that says "In God We Trust." Oh, baby, you're gonna be in a whole bunch of trouble. But you can put the books in there. You can bring those men in there dressed up in skimpy whatever, with their testicles hanging all out, gyrating in kids' laps. Chasing them up and down the aisle in a school church.
Yeah,
as long as it's liberal.
Yeah, true.
So if it's just liberal, just think. These are the same people that complain about Donald Trump dividing the country. Well, what the heck do you think you're doing? I mean, take a minute out, take a deep breath, and open your eyes. You're doing the same thing.
And then I still say, I want all of them to show me, to tell me detailed things of what Trump did that hurt them. The only thing that happened when Trump became president was the fact that they lost and they couldn't handle it. You know? I mean, I still remember the pictures of those people freaking out. And it's like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? You know? It just, I was completely shocked when that happened. I had no idea.
you know, that was going to be that way. I'm like, people, it's an election. Somebody had to lose. You know, did we do that when Trump lost this last time? Were we all freaking out and going, it's like, well, no. You know, we knew what was coming. We knew the country was going to, that this was going to happen.
We should have freaked out just like they done. And I tell you something else, too. These publishers that's publishing and bringing these books to these public schools, because usually when a school district is upgrading their book, they have publishers to come in and put examples and titles out for the teachers to review, and also the public should be able to come in and review. I mean, that's normal procedure. Your kids.
Sure.
But when they're putting out that type of material that's considered pornography and illicit, they should be sued. Parents should start suing them.
Yeah, that's true.
Make them support. Make them spend money.
That's true.
They want to spend conservatives. They want to spend gun manufacturers. They want to sue gun manufacturers. They want to sue ammunition companies.
Yeah, just like that one always cracks me up. To think that they're going to take they want to take guns away from the good people, and they think that that's going to help take them out of the hands of the bad people. Like that one. Yeah, that doesn't make sense at all. Because that is bad, bad news. But like I said, it's not going to happen here. No way. There will be a bloody war.
Yeah, you had Sheila Jackson Lee and another woman in Missouri. I can't think of her name, a state legislature. That wanted to require bullet manufacturers to put serial numbers on bullets. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my gosh. There's no freaking way. Oh, my goodness.
And you have to keep a log. You have to keep a log of what happened to that bullet. If you go to the range with a box of shells, you got to keep a log of every shell by serial number. And what and how it was used for.
Yeah. Somebody needs to ask him. Okay. So do the criminals that's not behind bars have to do it as well? And see what they say.
Yeah,
and
but the thing is that
you
have people that have never used a gun in their life telling you how to use a gun.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I mean, it's a shame that a bunch of those Israel students that were at that event. By the way, that event, did you hear? I heard that they changed the location of that event that all those people were at.
Right.
I heard that they changed the location, like, what, the day before or something?
Something like that, yeah.
So making it obvious that it was a setup somehow. But, you know, if all of them had been armed, probably would have been a little bit different outcome. So, because I'm sure none of them were there. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the laws over there now regarding guns. I mean, obviously in this country, well, I don't know. I mean, because most events, you know, you're not supposed to take guns and stuff in, but I don't know. It's been so long since I've been to like a concert or anything. I don't even know. I guess, yeah, I don't think you could probably get away with taking one in.
So, you know, some of the solutions to these things we are experiencing is as simple as stomping roaches. You can't get no simple. People got to be willing and have a heart to say, hell no, we ain't going to do it. Enough's enough.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah, the people have to stop doing Well, like, just like with COVID, when they started throwing out the rules, you know, there should have been people saying, the people that were actually...
And I'm sorry, but everybody was misinformed because nobody had rights to carry out any of those stupid so-called rules that they thought were laws. They were not. But, you know, the police and the security people, they should have all refused. And even the doctors and the nurses. I mean, the medical personnel, they should have all freaking stood their ground and said no. But once again, they're so busy, none of them take the time to really research this stuff. I guarantee you.
Well, not only that, look at those times when you have people that was using their religious exemption, then somebody with HR said, well, I don't think your conviction in your religion is strong enough, whereas you should be exempt. Well, people should come back and go sue them folks. Sue them. They're denying you of your constitutional protection. Sue them.
Yeah. Yep.
Conservatives can bend over and stoop down and get on both knees for some of the most ridiculous things you can think of. But when it comes down to something serious, they don't follow through with it.
Yeah. That's very true. Yeah, no, most of them just give in. I mean, and we saw it again with this new poison that's out. You know, they were, like we talked about it last week, I think the hospital that got sued and had to pay all those people back pay and all that, and here they are doing it again, mandating that they get it. So,
well, I feel soon because them wanting to give you back pay is them admitting that they're guilty and that they committed a serious crime against you.
And then so now that they know that they got in trouble, it was wrong, they knowingly are committing a crime now, are they not? I mean, so, who knows? But it basically, it comes down to us. It comes down to the people. We let these things happen, you know? So, I just know I'm not going to let it happen. And guess what? You know, we're all okay. We all stood our ground. We're still here. You know? So.
Well, yeah, we're still here, but guess what? They coming again. It's just like back in the old Western days. Hard after hard after hard. They coming in. They're going to attack the fort until finally they break down the walls. Then they're going to be right in your living room.
Yeah. And, you know, the crazy thing is, so my small business, we got to send in all that monthly tax crap. So a couple of my employee withholding returns were, like, missing. Because I call them, and I'm like, I need to get my, you know, no sales tax due report or whatever. And they're like, well, you're missing a couple of your reports, and I'm like, or your filings, and I'm like, no, you know, we did all this. So these were during COVID, and one was like September of 21, and I think I'm trying to remember the other one. But, you know, at that time, the freaking government half the time, they weren't even around during COVID. You know, they were all like shut down, working from home or whatever. You couldn't call them to talk to them. So my guess is that probably they never got done, probably got lost. But here I am having to go back and you know, to do all that work again and try to get them that information. I mean, it's just, it's so ridiculous.
Probably typed your name in and you came back as a troublemaker, but the show is just about over.
No doubt.
So I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to bed, put my head under the pillow so I don't have to listen to anything. So you guys take it easy.
All right. Good night, Pianchi.
All right. Anything else you want to go over? Because I'm ready.
Yeah, no, I think that's about it.
Okay.
I believe that is it.
All right, let me go ahead and close it down.
All righty.
All right, well, thank you for being here, Christina. We'll have you again next Monday, as always.
Okay. Thanks, Proof.
All right, you are welcome. Everyone else, please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Oot.